This is the first album of all new songs, right? In a decade, is that right?
2001.
Yeah? Okay, so why so long in the...
Well, I did the Atlas CD, which was an opportunity to work with Russ Teitelman, and then I worked with Rick Chertoff again, and I wound up doing an acoustic album, which was supposed to be a blues album, and turned out to be kind of like... more like revisiting the past with two new songs. So after that, it was interesting that I got to play all that because I never really did an unplugged CD, and this really was. And then I decided that, you know, I had done Three Penny. I was out all the time with my friends after the show. You know, just like in a band, you go to a hotel, you get in a bus. You don't really have time to hang around. In a play, whatever town you're in, that's the town you go out and have a drink, or, you know, you're not getting on the bus. And so I'd go out with my friends with Alan Cumming and a few cast members and people from the play, and we'd go out dancing. And it was a pretty unique experience because, you know, when you're a rocker, nobody ever is next to you going, okay, drink white wine and have a glass of water. You always need to hydrate your voice, you know, which is, like, remarkable that somebody does that, you know, that they kind of tend to each other. And then you get to dance and do aerobics all night, you know what I mean? So it's like you're getting exercise, you know, you're drinking a lot of water. It's really good, you know.
Yeah.
Not like a rocker, you know. And then I realized when I was with them that, you know, I wasn't always going to be with them, and it would be kind of nice to make music so that I could kind of still be with them, you know.
Mm-hmm.